Welcome back to the Culture Show. We're joined in the studio today by art historian Simon Hammond, who's going to tell us about his investigation of architecture in Andalusia. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning.
Now, when people think about Andalusian architecture, I think they probably tend to think about the Islamic architecture of Granada. Maybe the second thing that they think of are the holiday complexes of the Costa del Sol, but I understand that you're not going to be talking about either of those today.
That's right. In fact, my area of expertise is the Southern Spanish Baroque movement.
Okay, well, maybe for our listeners you could give a brief explanation of what you mean by Baroque.
Yes, absolutely. Well, the Baroque period really refers to the period between the Renaissance, when everything was very simple and harmonious, and the neoclassical period, when everything was very rigid and austere. In contrast, the Baroque is very dramatic and decorative.
I see, that's very interesting. And where did Andalusian Baroque architecture first start?
Well, I think the most important early developments really happened in Seville, though in fact, technically the first Baroque design in Andalusia was the facade of Granada Cathedral, followed by the cathedral in Jaén a few years later.
Okay. Well, you mentioned Seville. Could you give our listeners an example of Baroque architecture there?
Yes, sure. So two excellent examples are the Church of Santa Maria Magdalena, constructed in the 17th century, and the 18th century San Jose Chapel. These are both fantastic examples of the style. They're covered in gold, they're full of sculptures, and they have these incredible domes with illusionistic paintings on them.
Wow, they sound spectacular.
Oh, they really are.
And would you say that these two examples you've given are very Spanish in their design?
No, I don't think so. In fact, I would say that the Seville churches are quite similar to churches you might have seen in other cities of Europe at the time, like Prague or Rome. I would say the uniquely Spanish innovation is the invention of the Churrigueresque style.
Churrigueresque.
Churrigueresque. Yes, this is the style developed in the 18th century, and it represents even more ornamentation and elaborate decoration.
I see, and where can I see some examples of this style?
Well, the monastery of Cartuja Granada is a fine example of it, and so is the San Telmo Palace in Seville.
And this is a uniquely Andalusian style, is it? I can't see this style of architecture in Barcelona, for example.
Not in Barcelona, no. But the Churrigueresque was very popular in other parts of Spain, like Salamanca, for example, and Santiago de Compostela.
Well, thank you very much, Simon. That's all we have time for today, but please come back to the Culture Show sometime so we can continue this discussion.
Thank you, I'd love to.